This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What's up, loves? Welcome to Self-Care in Real Life, a podcast where I am completely addicted to giving you the tools that you need to choose happiness and create more joyful moments. I am your host, best-selling author, OG influencer, and DJ, Ty Alexander, and I'm basically your new wellness hype girl, so welcome to the party. Before we take a deep dive into today's episode, I want to remind you to please be sure to rate, review, and follow us on Instagram. We've included lots of helpful links for you in the show's description. And if you've enjoyed the podcast so far, please consider subscribing on Apple Podcasts to unlock our Besties subscriber-only audio experience. You'll get exclusive audio, interviews, ad-free episodes, and monthly guided meditations. So let's get right into today's episode, shall we? There's this meme going around that says something like, okay, February 1st, now the new year can start. That was me. It took me a whole 30 days to get my life together. And it all really stemmed from an interaction I had with my dad. I'm going to tell you that story in a second. But this episode is going to be me giving us, me and you, because again, we are in this together. It's going to be me giving you guidance on how to navigate your relationship with a toxic parent. Because that is exactly what I am going through right now. So, story time. After the holiday break, my body, or really both my body and my brain, said, we've had enough. Like, y'all, it was so bad. Like, I wasn't even really fighting back. Like, to be honest, I really want Big G to know I want off his strong soldiers list. Like, take me and mine's off. Take me, my husband, my brother, my sister-in-law, my best friend. Take us all off, me and everybody I love, immediately, right now, off this list. And in general, y'all know, if you follow me or if you, I don't care how long you've been here, I think I make it very apparent, very aware to y'all that I absolutely adore the Christmases. But the holidays can be a bit of hit or miss for me. And there's something about grief that sort of lingers a bit, even when you think you've done the work to heal and be better. So the amount of backpedaling that I had did in 2023 has got me out here looking for a new therapist to do some touch-ups. The void of my mom during challenging times like this really makes me want to quit. And let me clarify, I don't mean quit like I'm gonna end it all. That's not what I mean. But I just mean I'm going to do what I do and I'm going to let life do what it do and we're going to see who wins. So just before the holidays, I got this huge DJ gig with the Ravens. Yes, the Baltimore Ravens. If you remember last year, I created a manifesting journal. The link will be in the show description notes. And yes, the Ravens were obviously on my list of places, people to DJ for. So I do the gig. I smash the gig, actually. I am still on cloud 9000. We're at my brother's house watching the Ravens play on Christmas Day, and my inner child remembers that I never told my dad about the gig. So what do? I proceed to show him some videos and photos from the night. I saw Justin Tucker. There was a glass dance floor built over the pool. There was some smoke that appeared behind me every few minutes. Oh, and I am basically DJing on a scaffold over the pool, and it's freaking cool, right? Think 7-year-old Ty bragging to her dad. You see the story. Got it. Anyways, it's my fault. Let me just say this. It is my fault. I do not need anyone's validation. I tell myself this daily, and I know for a fact I smashed the gig. How do I know? The special assistant to the Ravens owner emailed me before the party was even over, bragging about how well I did, basically saying, see you at the next party, honey. But the 7-year-old in me, for just one moment, wanted my dad to be, I don't know, a dad. And yet he couldn't just celebrate me. My mind has absolutely deemed his response as crass. I'm not even going to repeat it. Just know it left me speechless. I didn't have a response. I could not respond. All I could do was stare. I had literally envisioned myself hurling over the coffee table to choke him out. But I just sat there in awe. Like, I couldn't even cry. Just know that this is the interaction. This one thing is what is setting my wellness journey back at least 4 years. Like, it is erasing all the work I did during the pandemic. I truly feel like I had gained so much freedom from my dad's antics through years of therapy, but just this one interaction, it got me skating backwards, like I said earlier. So I'm looking for a new therapist to do some touch-ups. The one lesson I learned through all of this was that none of us are so healed that we can actually escape the dark and sad parts of us. I think those parts of us never really leave, but through therapy, we learn different strategies that we can pull from that already exist in our wellness toolbox. But baby, honey child, all the things, my toolbox, she empty. My daddy done sucked that toolbox dry. That thing gone, okay? Nothing is working. So this is me giving myself grace and acknowledging that I have to go back to therapy to learn some different strategies specifically to use on my dad, because the ones that I got, again, they're not working. This is also me acknowledging that the relationship that I currently have with my dad cannot exist in the way it is now in order for me to continue to cultivate those healthy wellness experiences that you and I talk about. Now, the reason I am giving myself grace is because I do have a few things in my toolbox. I just be forgetting to use them, like boundaries. We talk about boundaries every single episode. This whole podcast that we got here really is about honoring our boundaries, for sure. So I know it. I know it to be true. I know better. But my daddy, y'all, he be busting down boundary doors with every single interaction. So this is about us deciding exactly what behavior we will and won't accept and communicating that clearly. It might mean limiting the contact to certain times or certain settings. For me, for a fact, without a doubt, I know our interactions cannot involve alcohol. If alcohol is present, I have to remember to firmly activate my do not engage button. That means I am sitting on my hands. I am putting my tongue in the back of my throat so I cannot speak. I absolutely know that when alcohol is present, so is conflict. For you, it might mean declaring what topics you're not willing to discuss with your parent. And again, it's about us communicating this. And because they are our parents, okay, you might have to repeat yourself a few thousand times. It's just that, right? There is a disconnect, especially when we think about the generation before us. I think that people in their 40s and 30s who have had children, just the access that we have had to one therapy, the internet, feelings, right? Like social media really did change how we thought and shared. And I think a lot of that shaped how we parented, right? So how I parent my son isn't the same, although I did take some things, you know, down. Obviously, that's just how life goes, right? But ideally, the way I parent is completely different so my son can say to me, I didn't really like that. And I'd be like, okay, we won't do that no more. If I told my daddy that, he's going to be like, whatever, you used to like it when you were 7. Sir, we're not 7 no more. I'm 47, and I don't like that, right? So with that said, again, make sure that we are setting boundaries, boundaries for everybody, including our parents. We all know the struggle. Paychecks are biweekly, but life literally happens unexpectedly. EarnIn can help with that. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. It is designed to support you in the short term and the long term. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Make EarnIn a part of your financial routine and join EarnIn's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about EarnIn, I think about financial stability and it gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in self-care under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. Self-care under podcast. Subject to available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. In my wellness toolbox, through lots of therapy, I have acquired a keen ability to manage expectations, right? I manage expectations with my husband, my best friend, my son, my brother, old friends, new friends. I manage the expectations of my growth. I manage the expectations of my successes, right? Like, I manage my expectations. However, comma, and the period. I allowed 7-year-old Ty to completely blur my expectations. If I had have managed my expectations of the interaction with my dad, I absolutely would not feel the way I do today. Even with the best communication techniques, the response that you get might not be what you had hoped for. And that's exactly what happened. I went into it as 7-year-old Ty, wanting to show my dad something, hoping for him in return to travel back in time and see me as the 7-year-old Ty that needed him to be a dad. And that's not what happened. It would also be irresponsible of me to tell you, just ignore your inner child, because I cannot ignore a 7-year-old Ty. I just can't. And if I'm honest, it's not in my best interest to even ignore 7-year-old Ty. For my own growth, that what they call shadow work, that inner child work is necessary. So prepare yourself for this possibility and have a plan for how to handle it. The best I could do in the moment was keep quiet, not jump across that table. That's the best I had for him. But because I suppressed that feeling ended up exhausting me and I needed a break. So I don't recommend that. However you do, and again, we're going back to therapy, so there'll be a part two to this and we can update on how we actually handle when managing expectations fail us. I hadn't seen my dad, gosh, since at least the summertime, right? Because he was eating crabs last time I saw him. So when Christmas came, I walked in the door And he says to me, "What they feeding you up there?" I respond with, "Same thing they feeding you down here." And while it was funny, I just forgot to again dive into my toolbox, because the one technique that I did learn in therapy that I'm kind of good at typically is using I statements. This communication style is really designed to kind of reduce the listener's defensiveness, aka my daddy's defensiveness, so that you can actually clearly communicate your feelings. So instead of saying, "You always insult me when you see me," which is what he did, I would have said something like, "You know, it really doesn't make me feel good when people comment on my weight." Depending on how toxic the parent is, it could be received or not. But a large part of this communicating is actually taking control of that feeling, right? You're saying to that person, my dad especially, like, you can't keep commenting on my weight in this way. I don't want you to. But instead of saying it like that, you really put yourself first and say, it just does not make me feel good when people, right, comment on my weight. And hopefully it's received. Sometimes it won't. Hey, you know, it's a crapshoot out here. That's all I got, honestly. And please know that it takes me a lot to be vulnerable. And I try to be as, tasteful and gentle with topics surrounding my dad, because he is still here, right? And he has his own feelings. He has his own version of the stories. And so I try to honor myself and tell the stories I need to tell, but in a way, again, that is tasteful. Just know, one, that you're not alone, right? Navigating a relationship with anybody, but especially a toxic parent, is like learning a complex dance. But you are the choreographer here. You get to choose your steps. You get to choose your rhythm. And you even get to choose who deserves to come to your show. This is going to require a delicate balance of communication. Firm, and I say firm, I mean hand to the man, stand on business, kind of firm boundary setting. And most importantly, a really strong commitment to your own mental health and well-being. It is not about changing that person, right? Because we just can't. This is about managing how we respond and how we relate to them. Effective communication acts as just your tool, but not only to express your feelings, but it's really a place, or a thing rather, to self-guard, or not self-guard, what am I trying to say? To safeguard your inner peace. As we move forward, I want us, because this is me and you together, right? I want us to keep in mind that our journey, it's gonna include some setbacks, because I want us to understand that we are human first, above all and anything else. We are human and we are flawed, and that is okay. Healing is not linear, right? Like, it's not meant to go from this destination to that destination. You're gonna stop along the way. You're gonna make a left. You're gonna make a right. You're gonna have to back up, right? In dealing with toxic relationships, again, especially with a parent, is a process that is going to require you to do some tweaks, some ongoing adjustments, and it's going to require you to get some support, aka Ty needs a therapist. I have a few. I laughed because I thought, I didn't say it, but I laughed to myself or out loud, because I have two therapists that I would love for them to be my therapist, but they are full. And so I'm like, anyway, know that it is all right to redefine what a healthy relationship looks like for you at any time, right? It's February. Come June, what you accepted in February might be different. Fast forward to a year from now, it might be even more different. Fast forward, it might go back to what it was the year before, right? So don't get into this, I said this and it got to go that way. Start believing that you can redefine everything in your life, including healthy relationships, even if it means limiting or reevaluating the place a person or a toxic parent holds in your life. Please remember, above all else, your well-being and peace are paramount. Thank you for joining me today. I am incredibly grateful for our connection. Thank you for leaning into these really hard conversations with me. And a special thank you to those of you who are faithfully listening and supporting our podcast each and every week. If you have enjoyed and loved this episode, do me a favor and submit your review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, or just wherever you are listening to me today. Also, I kind of think you like me, so consider subscribing on Apple Podcasts to unlock our Bestie subscriber-only audio experience. You'll get exclusive audio, interviews, ad-free episodes, monthly guided meditations, early access, and more. And don't forget to share this episode on social via IG Stories, Twitter, Facebook. Just do your girl a favor and share it so we can keep the conversation going. And when you do share it, make sure you tag me at Ty Alexander and at SelfCareIRL. Again, thank you so much for listening today. And until next time, toodles. Thank you.